Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. No more words. You don't have to say them anymore.
Hey, you forgot to tell us about the rocks and the trees.
Oh.
Remember you left here and you were like, I'm going.
I added a massive
update. I'm going up north. We have a whole day planned.
Oh, dude, we got everything done.
I'm going to buy rocks.
We bought...
We've been following the backyard saga now for at least 2 years.
It feels like it, doesn't it?
Because it started with the fence rebuild.
It started with the tree coming down in our backyard.
Uh-huh. Yeah. How long ago was that?
They cut down a tree outside our fence that revealed the condos behind us.
It looks like 4 years now.
4 years.
No, that was four years ago.
Well, that's when I grabbed the tree
the
song.
The Trouble with the Trees.
The Rush song.
4 years on the backyard saga. So yesterday.
Trouble with the Trees.
By now, that bamboo should reach the sky, right?
It's nice and thick, but it doesn't cover the condos.
I grabbed that song on May 17th of 2013.
All right.
Wow.
Funny. So what is the latest addition to the backyard saga?
We went to the Urban Tree Farm and got two red maples. Oh. They're beautiful, and they're coming in a week or so.
And those just wouldn't... So you buy those fully grown?
Well, no.
Or do you buy seeds?
No, they're probably, I don't know, a couple years old.
Baby.
They're saplings.
Got it.
Yeah. They're good size, though. I'm excited about them. And
so are they in buckets outside your house now waiting for the ground?
No, they're in 2 foot, like wooden, almost crating.
Uh-huh.
So they're, you know, bigger than a bucket. I don't know what a 24-inch box is, but I mean, how many gallons? But those are coming, and then we went to this place.
Oh, they deliver them.
Oh yeah, you can't. You can't. It takes four guys to lift them.
Oh,
like they're big.
Okay.
And then we went over to this place called SBI, also in Fulton, and it was great. They sell all kinds. You can buy a rock the size of a Volkswagen if you want. I mean, you can't unless you have a crane. There's not much you're gonna be able to do with it, but.
Do you feel like rocks are a good idea? I'm a little skeptical.
Why are you so worried about the rocks?
If you want to, like, that part of the backyard is now, there's a rock there. You can't do anything. Like, you know what I mean? That open space
I like that look. We're going to do kind of a Japanese-themed garden, and so I'm going to have... Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
What's the etiquette? I'm curious. If you move and you love the rocks, can you bring them with you?
No. Usually you can't. If it's attached in some way to the house or grounds, you're not allowed to.
Is yours gonna
be attached?
You
show it with it. If I want the rocks, I'll remove them before I
show the house.
Show the house.
Oh,
generally,
you know
speaking, you anything attached.
But it's not really attached, right? It's just set on the ground, sitting there.
Well, I plan to dig them in and set them.
Oh, so no one can roll them away when you're not home, like, you know, stealing
the
rocks.
Yeah, stealing. I'm sure rock theft is a big problem.
Well, those kids got to be pissed. You took away the place they bone. I mean,
these are going to be inside the fence. They'd have to actually break into our yard to roll our rocks away. It could happen. I'm not saying it's...
Kids got a lot of free time.
Sure.
So no more badminton, right? That's completely out.
No, in fact, we...
Here we go.
We measured the way the... Considering everything that we're doing back there, we measured to make sure we have a regulation badminton size lawn.
Oh.
Oh.
Aren't you going to say thank you?
I'm excited. Well, thank you. And we're all praying that all this is going to be ready by the 4th of July.
Well, I gave up on that already. I was optimistic at the end of last week, but there's some stuff going down that
What kind of stuff?
Private,
about
personal stuff that is my contractor's going through right now that it's making it really difficult for him to participate in the finishing of. And John's going to get some of it done, but.
Yeah, sure is. I have another question.
Why don't you get Hooman over there?
Yeah, Hooman. Why don't
he
you
enjoys
come over.
All the spoils.
What are you doing all day? Maybe I'll get Bryn. Bryn would actually be helpful.
Yeah, get Bryn.
Bryn's got his own yard to work on.
Yeah. Big old
I'll
yard
come help you.
Bryn
you
just went.
Me.
You what? You're not getting nothing out of me.
Yeah, I got a lot of work to do, but
Hooman
can use some work on his hands. You know.
I know those soft hands. Rough those up a little bit.
What about contractor B? Where's he?
The guy who? Well, we did. We had a bunch of people come in and give us bids for these walkways that we're doing.
Okay,
so, and they do other stuff besides just walkways. So I'm hoping that maybe we can.
Going to ask them about the rocks?
Yes.
All right.
Well, the rocks I'm not worried about. I can go get the rocks.
What are you worried about?
The deck.
Oh.
If I don't have a deck for people to stand on, it doesn't matter how good the yard looks.
Right, right.
Well, I'll be standing on the yard looking back at the deck.
That's your latest
update
on the saga, the four-year saga of the backyard at
God,
Sarah's house.
4 years.
Our text number is 800-400.
Oh, we have you too.
Oh, that's right.
This whole thing started as we celebrated No More Words.
Right.
Whoops.
We're doing this all day, everybody. Call in 97 right now and at noon and at 5 is going to win tickets to see U2 perform their most iconic record in its entirety at Levi's Stadium. They're doing the Joshua Tree May 17th, and we have tickets right now for caller number 97, 800-400-3697, 9, noon, and 5 every day this week. It is U2 week officially here at the Alice.
Earlier today, we talked about U2 and concerts. One of my first concerts was an early U2 show. Mm. Our texters, 925, says, my first concert was Wham, 83 or 84. Stacy from San Jose, OFOC. Wham, my first concert, Katrina and the Waves and the Pointer Sisters opened.
Oh my God,
it was
hilarious.
Awesome, Hooman.
Katrina and the Waves.
Those people are mentioning Wham because that was Hooman's first concert.
Was supposed to be, but he chickened out.
Yeah, we both did our supposed to be's. Remember, yours was supposed to be something?
Kiss Alive 3.
Yeah, mine was supposed to be.
He got in trouble, so he didn't get to go. You just didn't want to go.
Yeah, I got scared.
You got scared. Oh, little kids get scared. It's true. It's hard.
510 says, Triumph is a poor man's Rush.
Okay, I'll give you that.
You can tell they're influenced by Rush, but no one, no matter how hard they try, could ever equal Rush.
I agree.
Rush is its own thing,
and it's
and
amazing.
They're excellent.
Like nothing else.
Right.
Amazing.
The
I
same
love Rush.
Way Pink Floyd is its own
yes.
thing, and it's you cannot equal.
Right.
There is no such thing.
Right.
No one could ever come close.
You couldn't even try. Like, don't even try.
Right.
Just enjoy, and just don't think about it too much.
530, Cool and the Gang, first concert. Still had the stub.
Oh. That would have been a cool thing to keep all your stubs.
Yeah.
And it's actually in good condition. It says July 13th, 1985.
Mm-hmm. 32
Great America.
Years ago. Yikes. Ugh.
I know. That's what we were saying that earlier. I swear I fall to that just, 20 years. I've known that person 20 years. Oh, that was 20 years ago. No, it's more like 30 or more. Oof. Day on the Green, Loverboy, Scorpions, and Foreigner, first concert, not counting Pete Seeger as a kid.
Oh, damn, that must have been a good show. What year do they say?
They don't.
Foreigner,
hey,
I just love Foreigner. My first single I ever bought was Cold as Ice for 87 cents.
650 says, hey, radio family, drove by the House of Prime Rib yesterday and got all excited thinking you were all there, but then I realized, that's next Sunday.
Next Sunday. This coming Sunday, Mother's Day, we're going there. I'm so excited about it. God, I love the House of Prime Rib. You sure you don't want to go, Vin?
It's not that. It's just not, it's logistically, it's not an option.
Brittany, you thinking about going?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
For sure, yeah.
You and Anita?
I've talked to her about it, see what's up with her, with her schedule.
Yeah, there's other moms involved, and there's that day is the day of the Jenny's Light Race in Las Gatas,
right,
which is a big thing for my lady and her mom, and actually my kid goes to We'd have to go back over the hill, and yeah. It's a whole thing. So I would love to go, but it won't work out for us.
Well, my mom specifically wanted you there, Brittany, so it would be great if you come.
I know. She never right asked then. For me.
No, she likes Hooman and Brittany.
I know. She doesn't like
yeah, they kiss her ass, you know?
I don't kiss her ass.
Is that what it
that's
is?
That's why I'm saying.
Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah, she talks to Bryn
or
every
just
day.
Just nice people. We're just nice people.
Okay.
Thank you.
You saying that Yuzette's not a nice person? Because that could get you in some trouble in the office a little later.
I think Yuzette's a really nice lady.
Me too. I can't think of anyone I'd rather spend Sunday with than Yuzette.
I think she's just jealous because of your father.
Yeah, my dad is into you. No question about that.
Gentry's outside her window. Ellie's always calling her, hey, get away from that window!
That one's mine!
Hey, my first concert was Sean Cassidy. Oh, my God.
Oh,
the midday girl just walked in. She's got to have some snobby first concert experience. Hi, Gretchen.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
Where's your snobby first concert experience?
My very first concert experience was Judas Priest and Ronnie James Dio.
That's excellent!
I know, it's pretty awesome.
My respect level just went through the roof for you.
I didn't want to go. I mean, I just kind of got...
What do you mean you didn't want to go?
It was the other older kids that wanted to go, and I was like, there, so they took me too. So, you know, and then my first one that I wanted to go to was the Jets.
Oh.
Remember, who's that?
Remember that
no.
band?
No.
The Jets?
I don't remember the Jets.
Never heard of them.
No.
I know the
yeah,
band.
You
what's
know
your favorite
Jets.
Song?
Pull them up.
I can't I don't remember any of those songs.
Oh, man. Crashing.
You know. I think there's a band, a more Ooh. Modern band called Jet.
Crush on You?
Yep.
Yeah. Play this.
Oh,
that one right
gross.
There. I know.
Stupid. Turn it up.
Oh, I have heard this.
Yeah, remember that?
What she should be listening.
Okay.
No, that's
no more. No, I'm enjoying this.
Yeah, I am too.
Awful. You know, when this station first started, our boss, his name was Lewis, and he's the nicest man in the whole wide world that you'd ever want to
so
meet.
So sweet, like a teddy bear.
And two things used to make that guy's face turn red. Well, me, in general, and the midday girl and her always wanting to do these different song changes. He would come out of the studio and
what is this? Why are you playing this?
Gretchen!
Somebody requested it. So
what song, what do you get upset about? Do you
it was just that she was always changing, wanted to change the log daily.
He stopped programming the noon hour. It just was blank.
just play whatever
to
you
not
want.
Argue with
yeah,
you.
It's just so.
Oh, that's right. You did like an all-request lunch hour.
Yeah. So, just did that.
I do remember that.
I just remember him being red and thinking, what did I do now? And it was every now and then. It was you.
It was me sometimes.
We've been here so long that we used to have to actually physically pull the CDs out of a rack on the wall.
Remember carts?
Oh,
yeah.
How could I ever forget?
Jeez.
Me and Vinny would take turns pulling the next hour spots. I'd be like, can you pull next hour spots?
It's your turn.
And it'd be this huge stack, and you have to keep them all straight and be putting them in, taking them out.
Mm-hmm.
God, this job used to be so much harder. Now you just push go. Push go. There's even an auto load. It freaking loads it for you, too. It's crazy.
Yeah. 650, first concert, Pearl Jam opened with the Rolling Stones.
Ooh,
that's pretty good.
That's good.
My kids, I can't even tell you. It's just they've been going to Alice shows for so long. They've been to a million things.
My first concert was Thompson Twins at the Cow Palace, says 650.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's pretty good.
That's a good one. Lots of text on that, huh?
I love your nails. She did a great job.
She didn't. I had to fix them.
You fixed them up. Is that like a matte black?
It is.
Yeah, it's nice. It's flat. Well, yeah.
I was trying to, I don't know, figure out how to deal with this. It always comes up every weekend.
Well, black
let's
is better than
let's
pink.
Let's do our nails.
You know?
I have pink toes right now. I didn't even try to fix those.
Well,
the whole first knuckles.
Not too many people are going to see them.
Painted. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with
like
that.
Like a pale pink.
I kind of like it. It's got a...
You're
a
play along.
It's pretty edgy.
Nice.
Well.
I like it.
Well, you know Vinny. He's an edgy guy.
I know. He is.
All these older rock stars are in the 100... Oh, that's the Justin Timberlake comment about the... It was an English list.
It was. It was just English artists who were in the list. We weren't including Americans.
Bali is amazing. I've been twice. You can get everything you want, even booze. You can go rustic or Uber resort style. I could go on and give you a ton of suggestions for things to do and see if you want, says 925.
That's great.
God, I hope I get an invite to that. Can you imagine? Let's
Why you need an invite?
There.
Why don't you just go?
No, because I want to go as part of their party. I want to be in their party.
Hook us up, Hooman.
Yeah, Hooman. Tell Michael Franti we want to go and make him invite us. What? You're right there. He's getting a winner, maybe?
Yeah, he is.
Sarah, try Zadiator brand antihistamine eye drops to stop the itchiness. Life-changing, I promise. You won't believe how much better your eyes will feel. And look.
Zadator.
They're over the counter at the drugstores. Love
yeah,
a long-time listener.
Like, the last few weeks, I get in bed, and everything's been kind of itchy and bothersome anyway lately. I get in bed, and then my eyes start itching. I start itching my eye, and then it just is, like, worse and worse, and it won't stop, and it's just getting worse, and I'm just like, oh, my God, I can't just want to go to sleep.
It's really windy, and there's a bunch of stuff blooming right now.
Well,
right.
It was because we got so much rain. There's so much crap happening right now.
A couple months ago, my eyes were so itchy that I had scabs, like on my eyelids, because I was
scratching them
so bad.
So dry.
Yeah.
And is this Xavier too?
Zadator.
What is it called?
Zadator.
Zadator.
I thought it said Zadiator.
Yeah. Zadiator.
But I
think it's Zadator.
I wrote it
I'm
down.
I'm going for the radiator fluid in the eye.
It's orange label.
Okay.
No,
Zadator. Like Zadador. Matador, but Zadador.
Oh, she really does have it.
This is the CVS version of it. But.
Let's see, Gretchen. Oh, I'm going to have to get some.
A little orange. Yeah. I think I have the real stuff.
415 says, hi, mother of two college-aged girls, and the pronoun identifiers are huge and not going away. I was totally confused. Watch a documentary by Katie Couric on Nat Geo called Gender Revolution. It helps make sense of it all.
All right.
The gender binary thing, though, is a self-declaration, correct?
Gender non-binary. I'm not a one or a zero. I'm both and nothing.
But it's a self-declaration.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like,
I don't
no...
identify with either sex. I'm somewhere in... I'm somewhat something else.
Okay.
Somewhere else. I don't know. I can't pretend to understand it. I don't, you know... I just want to get the verbiage right. I'm not, you know, I don't want to bum anybody out.
I got you, but I guess I was just trying to... I'm trying to figure out if this person has just decided, this is how I'll be known from now on, and now we'll... struggle with everyone who doesn't get it right going forward.
Yeah, just
or
try not to be mad at people who are trying but not getting it right.
Or
just
if
explain.
It's a thing.
Right.
Like,
right.
I just don't know.
Gender non-binary.
Asia Kate Dillian is also on Orange is the New Black.
No.
Oh.
Watching The Looking Glass. Did Hooman shrink his shirt in the dryer or what?
Which shirt do you have on today, Hooman?
Your round shirt?
He's got like a car going through a splashy car wash wave.
He's sucking it in.
Do you have...
He's sucking it in.
Is that a car... Is that at the car wash?
Please, there's only one person in the Bay Area that buys
all their
clothes at
the car
wash. What is that?
What's the shiny stars and waves for?
Just coolness.
Well, where'd you get it?
Just coolness, man. I guess
I'm
not cool enough.
I think the Cartoon Network sent it to me.
650 says, oh my God, Brynn, I had a coworker like that. I quickly learned not to say how are you doing to him because he would tell me exactly how he was doing in great gory detail.
And it was never good.
Until I wanted to shoot myself. 650 says, misery farming, that is a perfect description.
Yep. Yep.
Misery farm?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a friend who's just a misery farmer. Just won't.
Misery guts.
Just. Yeah. And it's clear the decisions that need to be made to put a stop to it, and that won't happen.
But then it will be over.
What
will they farm?
What will they farm after? Yeah. Their farm will be barren.
Fun.
They can't have that.
No.
They don't know how to have
farm
that.
Fun.
Impossible.
You see, I love Billions. It's the only one of your shows that I like. Oh, that and Andy Griffith.
All right, Andy. Starring Andy Griffith and little Ronnie Howard. With Don Knotts.
Who else?
I don't know Aunt B's name.
Aunt B.
And Aunt B.
Floyd the barber.
Hey, do you know that was the second Floyd?
Two Floyds?
Yeah, I saw the very first Andy Griffith episode a couple weeks ago. The first one, and it was a different Floyd.
Huh.
And when Aunt B came to live with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Fun.
I loved that show.
Fun, you say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Makes me feel good. You know, times were simple.
They small were simple. Town. Yep, little small town.
Right. I think I'm caught up here. I have a whole nother pile, but...
Oh, we start a fresh new week.
Those face sores are from meth.
Yeah.
You were asking about those. Yeah, this lady just...
She went from just a cute little donut of a teacher. Let me look at last week's results. Oh, Gretchen won last week.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you guys cheated there right at the end, I remember.
We just took it back to the old way of cheating. We didn't want the magic hat anymore.
Right.
Yeah. All right, so we start a fresh new week of battles right after this. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Gretchen, please resume. You're having a terrible morning.
I am having a terrible morning.
Oh, you're a misery farmer.
I am a misery farmer today. No, no, actually, okay, so little child, the smaller one, he had to pick a flower for his teacher today, so he picked a flower for his teacher.
Oh, that's sweet.
And when he was getting into the car, he was trying to keep the flower perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And he put his hand that wasn't holding the flower.
Oh no, oh no, oh no.
On my door jamb.
Oh no.
And I slammed his hand.
Oh my God, you did it to him?
Oh no.
Yes. I didn't know his hand was there.
Oh, you must feel awful.
I do. I feel terrible. I almost cried. I wish I would slam my own hand in there.
You didn't cry?
Over and over. He was crying. I had to keep it together. So I drop him off. We get him some ice. It's okay. Nothing's broken. It's
are you
like
sure
really
nothing's broken?
Bruised. He squeezed it a lot. And
their
I
hands
felt
are very surprisingly
soft and
pliable.
And pliable, yeah.
Oh, you've done this?
Kids can take a lot more abuse than you think.
Yeah, it happens. So
I mean, not abuse that you're doling out. I mean, they are actually, right. Their bodies are way tougher than you think. Their
it
bones
wasn't on
are
purpose.
Softer or something.
It was.
This was not punishment?
No. So awful. Aww. He's holding the little rose in the other hand and he's screaming with the, you know, on his
hand. Did the flower make it through?
Yeah, the flower made it.
Well, thank God.
Hopefully his hand is going to be okay.
Tear streaked face, though. He's not going to look great as he hands the flower off.
And then I went to pick up my phone and, you know, call my husband and tell him what I did. And I look and he sent me a text that says, I just got smash and grabbed.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Somebody, what did they steal?
Well, it's probably his briefcase.
His briefcase and, you know, everything, basically.
In the
well,
city.
Smash and grab is usually pretty
laptop,
quick.
Wallet.
But was it at your house or out in front of?
No, out where he works. So.
Oh, man.
Oh, what a horrid day.
So the Lancors are not doing well today.
It's a bad day for the Lancors.
It is.
He got smash and grab that early in the morning?
Yeah.
This was this morning?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's only nine.
Well, broad daylight, though. I mean, it's bold.
Well.
It is. So it was 8 o'clock.
Had he forgotten his stuff in the car, went up and then went down to get it and it was already smashed and grabbed?
He went in for a cup of coffee.
Oh.
We're not going to talk about that aspect of it.
Just the other day, I was on Hate Street and in broad daylight.
You cannot leave anything.
They're looking in people's cars' windows and pulling on door jams.
Yeah, you can't leave anything in your car. Nothing. You cannot do that.
Was his wallet in the briefcase? Or on his person?
He thought it was, and he was in full-on panic mode when he called me, and then he went to get his insurance card.
And it was in the glove box.
It was in the glove box.
Good for
him.
Thank God.
That's good.
Yeah.
But his briefcase with all his documents was gone.
His laptop.
Oh.
All of his work.
Oh.
All of our photos.
Oh.
Well, they're all saved to the cloud. I'm sure that'll be fine.
They're in the cloud. It'll be okay. It'll be okay. Let's turn this thing around.
Can you track it?
Yes, you can do reverse, but they haven't turned the thing on yet.
Oh.
So we'll see. Then he can wipe it.
Bummer. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll get a win and then you'll feel better.
Something good.
Could be a turnaround for you. So here we go. Today's topic is fitness.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
What workout? A 2011 brainstorm of Jennifer Pasteloff combines singing along to musical hits with
Zumba.
With striking poses like the downward dog.
Can you read that one more time?
What workout? A 2011 brainstorm of Jennifer Pasteloff combines singing along to musical hits with striking poses like the downward dog.
Carrie yoga.
I'll give it to you. It's karaoke yoga.
That's what I was going for.
I get
you know
it.
You gotta give it to him. You combine
close
the two
enough.
Things. What color is the dreaded line that contestants on The Biggest Loser do not want to fall below lest they be voted off the show? What color is the dreaded line?
Blue.
No.
Black.
It's yellow. What aerobic Latin dance workout craze?
Zumba.
Zumba is correct.
I'm just going to yell
Created
Zumba
by
for
Colombian
all of them.
Beto Perez.
What's the score?
Launches on clothing line in 07. 1-1. What springy workout, which involves walking with a horse-like gait, was popularized in a 2013 YouTube video featuring Joanna Rohrbach?
Speed walking.
No.
Say it again.
What springy workout, which involves walking with a horse-like gait, was popularized in a 2013 YouTube video featuring Joanna Rohrbach?
I don't know.
Prancercise.
Stupid. That's not right. That question's not right.
Prancercise.
No one knows that. No one
ever. I've heard of that.
You have.
I think you reported it. Prancercise. I definitely saw the video of it.
Yeah, on the show.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it was Vinny or you, though, Sarah.
It could have been me.
Yeah.
Which singer stepped down as a spokeswoman for Weight Watchers in 2014, 4 years and 80 pounds after she signed on?
Kirstie Alley.
No.
Jennifer Hudson.
Jennifer Hudson is correct. 2-1.
No.
This is going to be fast. Which wearable device?
Fitbit.
Fitbit is correct. Launched in 08, calculated distance walk, calories burned, floors climbed, and quality of sleep.
But there's two more questions.
No, that's it. Four of them you guys got. 3-1 is the final. Gretchen, you are first to draw blood this week.
Oh, something good finally today.
I know. You've had your... you got to feel okay about her getting it today. Yeah. I mean, what a crappy morning.
Yeah, I don't know. I actually do think I'd cry if I did that to my kid's hand.
It's
horrifying.
It was awful.
I'm
and sure.
You start slamming your own hand in there.
I'm sure that's awful.
All right, so anyways, that's how that's going.
All right, so what do you got coming up?
I'm not even sure.
At noon, you have U2 tickets.
Can I thank somebody real quick?
Sure, of course.
I just want to thank, hold on.
Oh, how cute. Are those for your kid?
They're little girl sunglasses. I want to thank Kate at Livermore Optometry Group. Thank you so much. She sent me little girl.
Aww.
Oh, those are adorable. Those are real. Those are Ray-Bans.
Yeah.
Those are nice.
Little girl glasses, which, you know.
I'm sure those will last a full day.
I hope that was... Thank you so much, Kate. Thank you.
It's very nice. All right. Have a great day, everyone. We'll see you on Get Her Done Tuesday.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.